we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Looking at these four running backs this team has, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Wright, and Jeff Wilson. Very, very excited about this group. Just real quick in fantasy, who scores more points this weekend, you think?
I'm going to go with Achane. I'm going to continue to believe that he's going to be some kind of, you know, third wide receiver and pick up all them PPR points. So I'm going to go with Achane, though. It'll probably be pretty close.
Yeah, man. So if anyone hasn't done any fantasy drafts left or yet, or actually has fantasy drafts left, Jesus, I am so sorry. Raheem Mostert should be a guy you're looking at, especially early in the season. I still think he's going to have a be a huge part of this offense. But Josh, you're talking about different position groups, and that brings up an excellent, excellent topic. I think we have to accept that F doesn't stand for fullback in Mike McDaniel's offense. I think it's starting to stand for fun.
I do too, and I almost tweeted it stands for effing unicorn, because that's kind of what it sounds like, right? You got these different players that, you know, can play all over the formation, and I believe it's actually called, what, a formation adjuster? Is that not what the F stands for, according to, you know, gurus on Twitter? But whatever you want to call it, it sounds like it's a fancy name for a guy that can play, you know, fullback, tight end, and in the slot. And you see Jonnu Smith listed as an F-back behind Alec Ingold, and then Tanner Connor behind him. And it goes to, you know, what we continue to hear about these guys, right? I don't know that Alec Ingold is that necessary unicorn like those other two. And, you know, maybe isn't that necessary factor in the slot, but I'm coming to think of it. Maybe he is. Maybe we will see that. So I think it's a neat thing. I think it's fun, and I'm intrigued to see the way the Dolphins utilize it, because you run hurry up in that. You don't know what you're throwing out there. Is it going to be two tight ends? Is it going to be two backs in the backfield? Are they going to line up in the slot? A lot of, you know, variables there, and, you know, Mike McDaniel's just sitting there like, yes, yes, just devising all sorts of schemes up.
I wonder if it was always meant to be this way, in the sense of Alec Ingold walked so Jonnu Smith could go in motion. Just thinking about how this offense has developed over the last couple of years, I think we can both I love Alec Ingold. Not only he's an awesome person, I read his book, he's a great player, he's probably a top three fullback, but Josh, am I like being super outrageous when I say maybe the Dolphins haven't necessarily utilized the fullback to the best of their ability under the Mike McDaniel era?
Absolutely.
So it's one of those things where you wonder if, like, yes, there's the vision for the fullback. Miami's offense has never really been one that can get the 2 yards, especially on the ground. You wonder if, like, that idea of a fullback combined with the fact that Mike Daniel's doing all these motions, he has all the speed, eventually was going to get to the spot where you have someone like Jonnu Smith, someone like Tanner Connor being that guy to go in motion and just be a difference maker and force the defense to think in these different ways. Because Alec Ingold is great, man, but I mean, the fact you were going out there in Buffalo in the snow, having him running routes with like a cast on his arm, man, like you can't get anything done with that.
Yeah, and again, I said unicorn, but it's almost like they're an athlete, right? We're going to see Jonnu Smith coming in motion. We're going to see some of the stuff they did there in Atlanta. I mean, it's not some revolutionary stuff. I just think we all kind of lost our mind when we saw the two running backs and then an F position as well in that depth chart. So definitely intrigued at the way they're going to utilize these guys. And it says a lot about what they think of Tanner Connor as well, right? I mean, we continue to say all offseason how Julian Hill kind of was that Durham Smythe clone, and now we got Tanner Connor and Jonnu Smith kind of following behind in Alec Ingold's footsteps again, but they're more of a tight end, so to speak. So many different options for the Dolphins to utilize and so many different weapons. Definitely excited to see the way it plays out.
See a lot of people on Dolphins Twitter smashing Jonnu Smith week one touchdown as one of their go-to bets, and I think that's super interesting as well. But Josh, if you had to lock in one guy, who would you say scoring a touchdown this weekend?
I mean, other than Achane, I think Jonnu Smith's a pretty good bet. I was just gonna say, if you have Kyle Pitts like me, like, and you're a clown that drafts him every year, Jonnu Smith's not a bad alternative, because a lot of Dolphin fans out, a lot of leagues, unless there are Dolphin fans in it, no one really knows about him.
Don't be afraid of drafting Jonnu Smith, even though it projects him to only score, you know, 4, 5, 6 points. I think he's going to have real opportunities in this offense to be some sort of a difference maker. Dude, I'm going to call my shot here, and I think when the Dolphins play the Jags, everyone's going to be focused on Tyreek Hill because, hey, he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. Jonnu Smith, he's going in motion, and we're talking about it here. I'm going to say it's a Jalen Waddle game. I think this is going to be the return. Like, everyone's like, yeah, Jalen Waddle had a down year last year. I mean, no, he was dealing with some injuries, working through some stuff. I think if Miami's really going to catch Jacksonville off guard, especially with these injuries they're dealing with on the defensive side, take advantage of that F position. I want every beat reporter talking about the F position nonstop so that by the time we get to game day, by the time you're talking the middle of the second quarter and it's 147 degrees out there and you have members of the secondary sprinting at the F position, dude, I'm excited as all hell to see Jalen Waddle just run by everyone. That's my shot.
And I love that because I have Jalen Waddle in so many leagues and I keep seeing that Q next to him and it gets me a little scared, but they're just being precautionary, right? They're just taking, they want him out there full percent. Was there any other things that really stuck out to you on this depth chart? I'm looking at it and everything else kind of seemed pretty much what we come to expect.
The one thing I think that it's kind of cool is that Miami's offense seems to have waves. I don't think I did a good job of really talking about it with Dustin, but you do kind of see how they have these track teams. Like, we're going to go out there with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and then we're going to throw in Malik Washington and Braxton Berrios together on a couple plays. It's been so interesting how McDaniel has used position groups, and entering year three, having this time to refine the roster over and over, it does seem like it's plug in these guys, take out these other, and just kind of rotate them in nonstop. And you're not really leaning on, like, you got to have either Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle out there. I think that's one of the coolest things about the Mike McDaniel era is that I kind of scratch my head a little bit and get a little concerned when I think it was early in the season. It might have even been the first touchdown of the year to Craycraft. It was first and 10 after I think it was either Tyreek or Waddle got a huge play. All of a sudden you have Craycraft and the second team in there and they still are making plays. So to me, that's just so cool how it's just a different change of pace completely. And hey, man, we're homers. So shout out for Tua for being able to keep up with them.
Yeah, shout out to Tua. And another thing that I just wanted to, again, draw attention to that we talked about a bit, but you talked about change of pace. Devon Achane, again, back on in kick return. It has him and Braxton Berrios listed there. So are they going to get creative with something there? Time will tell.
Josh, how many snaps would you see someone like Jalen Wright playing week one? 5%? 5 snaps total?
I thought you were going to say 10 snaps. Like, I was going to say that's probably a little high, right? But that's probably 8 to 10, somewhere in there maybe. I think my favorite thing about Mike McDaniel is him saying, you know, we're going to try to give everybody touches and then ride the hot hand and see which guys, you know, come to play today. So if he's telling the truth with that, we might see 3 here, 3 there, 3 there, and then he just, you know, rides the hot hand. But 10 seems right around that. That'd be the betting line, wouldn't it? Are you going to go over or under 10? That'd be hard.
I think I'd go probably under 10.
Yeah,
I
under seems good.
What, over under 7?
That doesn't help. Over.
I think I'd go under there. I think especially early in the year, everyone's gonna be like, oh yeah, that Raheem Mostert guy, he scored 18 touchdowns last year on the ground. Maybe we should pay attention to him.